Welcome to the Awaken Rebels podcast featuring your host, Leanne Juliet. I'm a spiritual catalyst, Heyoka Mirror, alchemist, spiritual teacher, visionary psychic intuitive, and spiritual rebel. I dispel illusion to activate revolutionary transformation within you, and this show is all about energetics, consciousness, transformation, spirituality, and spiritual entrepreneurship. I do things differently, and I don't play by the rules. I'm here to shatter paradigms, and as a catalyst, my purpose is to revolutionize who you are so that you can impact those you are here to impact through your own unique magic. I play in the realms of energetics, transformation, shadow, multidimensionality, and magic, dancing between the physical and the spiritual, breathing life into the darkness to show you your own light within. The darkness is nothing to be afraid of. It's where our most potent energy and power resides. The world is awakening, consciousness is shifting, and I believe that those of us here to impact through our soul gifts and unique calling are at the forefront of this revolutionary transformation of humanity. This is my call to you to get the fuck out of your own way and rise up into who you truly are by honoring your unique truth, your gifts, and your purpose. My teachings are blunt, to the point, raw, real, and authentic. I trigger you to catalyze change within you. I'm a mirror reflecting back to you who you truly are, and I love shining light on illusions, masks, and shadows because I see what others don't. I take you deeper into your psyche to expand your vision and consciousness through energy to help you make impact in your life, relationships, finances, career, or business. So sit back, get comfortable with being uncomfortable, and let's play. Hello and welcome to this latest episode in the Awaken Rebels podcast. I'm your host, Leanne Juliet. So I've not actually uploaded a podcast for a while. I've been making a lot of changes in my life, met a lot of changes in my business, and I've kind of been transitioning a lot. I'm all about the pivot, I'm all about the transformation, everything like that. That's my thing. And what I have been doing is recording lots of like voice notes for myself. I like to talk to myself, as I do. I'm not weird. It's just who I am. Because some people like to journal. As much as I do like to journal, I also find that a lot of information comes to me. A lot of clarity comes from when I'm talking to myself. So I actually record voice notes on my phone when walking around, when just sat down and everything. And I started off doing a voice note for myself. I was like, why don't I just turn it into a podcast? So I ditched the little voice note. I'd only done a couple of minutes and decided to turn it into a podcast. So welcome to this podcast episode. And what I want to do more with my podcast is really like have very candid chats about everything around energetics, consciousness, spirituality, and entrepreneurship. Very candid chats, very open chats. Obviously, I do have a YouTube channel. I record videos on there. But I think I wanted more of like discussions on podcasts. I suppose that's what they are. So that's what you're going to be getting. So I don't know what the title, I will have titled it before I uploaded it. But anyway, you'll get used to my weird and wonderful world of quirkiness. The world of quirky, according to Leanne Juliet. So here I am. I'm laughing because it's just like, yeah, it this is who I am. I'm just going to put it out there. So the reason why I wanted to record a little voice note for myself and then just decided to turn it into a podcast was right now, you know, we're in this pandemic of coronavirus. And I have been talking about it quite a bit on social media, not like loads, but putting a few posts out there and, you know, a couple of YouTube videos and everything. And the reason why I was wanting to record this as a voice note for myself originally is because I don't get what the big deal is. And that's me being totally transparent with you. I am somebody who I see through the illusions. I have my Neptune in my 12th house, Neptune being the ruler of like illusion and spirituality and escapism in my 12th house. That's what the 12th house is, and Neptune rules the 12th house. And my Neptune is conjunct, so basically opposite my ascendant, the ascendant being your rising sign, your personality, the sign that was rising on the horizon at the exact time of your birth. if you don't know what yours is, then you can go to somewhere like astro.com and put your birth details in. I have a very unique chart with that. Like my ascendant and my Neptune and my ascendant are basically opposite each other. And what does that mean? It means I'm pretty fucking woke. It means that I have the ability to see what others don't. I'm also very clairvoyant, very psychic. I can tap into like multidimensional timelines and everything. And I just, like, I used to always take that for granted. I didn't realize that that was different to other people. I was just like, oh, that's just who I am. And obviously since my spiritual awakening towards the end of 2017 and me stepping more into who I am and what I'm doing and my purpose and everything, it really woke me up to my abilities and my gifts a lot more to notice that what I take for granted and just think is the norm for everyone is not the norm. And I think that's my part of my message to you as well. It is like whatever it is that you're gifted with, doesn't necessarily have to be like psychic abilities or intuition or spirituality or whatever. It could be anything else, like a gifted writer, you've got a really good way with words, and you're a gifted visionary, you can really see things and creative, whatever. Whatever you're really gifted with is not something to take for granted. Just because it comes easier for us doesn't mean to say that, you know, it's something that should be bypassed or thought of as different. And so I have, like, with me, I see through the masks. Like, that's just who I am. Well, not just who I am. It makes me very special and unique. Like, I see the masks that people wear. I see the illusions that people hide behind. I see the, I read energy very fucking well. I read the energy of the collective. I read the energy of what's going on around us. I see through the illusions that are put out there to other people. Like, that's what I do with clients. Like, I am a mirror for you. I am a catalyst, a spiritual catalyst, a mirror, what's known as a heyoka, which is a mirror. I'm an alchemist. So I work with energy in a way that I'm able to mold energy, to manipulate energy in a good way, for transformation. I understand energetics, I understand consciousness, I understand alchemy, like how to turn basically shit into gold. And what's bugging me at the moment, the reason why I started my little voice note to myself, which is now a podcast, what's bothering me, what's bugging me, is I know that, like, where we're at right now, it's March the 16th, 2020. You know, we have this big worldwide pandemic of coronavirus, and I'm not trying to bleat on about coronavirus loads and whatever, but I feel like people need to know the truth. And where we're at right now, so I think coronavirus, it started in, was it December in China, in Wuhan in China? I think it was December, like the first couple of cases, but we didn't really learn more about it until like January, like probably mid-January or whatever the fuck it was, I can't remember. Or maybe even beginning of February, where like the world started to take notice of it. And in the last few weeks, there's been so much fucking chaos in the world. It's just, it's fucking ludicrous, guys. It's fucking ludicrous. And I don't get it. I really don't. And obviously as somebody who, oh, I've got a bit of a sniffle starting. Maybe I've got coronavirus. Who cares? You know what I mean? It's like, it's a novel virus. It's manufactured. Yes, it is manufactured. Check out my YouTube video on that. I'll link it in the show notes. But, excuse me. But it's, I don't understand. As somebody who sees through the illusions, as somebody who reads the energy of a collective, as somebody who can channel multidimensional timelines and read energy from further afield, I don't understand the whole fuss about a virus that is similar. Yes, it's similar, but different to the seasonal flu. or to pneumonia. I know like coronavirus causes like pneumonia-like symptoms and like flu-like symptoms. It's a novel virus. I get that. It's totally manufactured as well and was released into the world, just FYI, from a lab. But it bothers me. It bothers me, guys. It bothers me that people are getting into such a pandemonium, there we are, no pun intended. People are getting into such a pandemonium about this virus. People are being locked in their houses for fuck's sake. Like, that upsets me. That bothers me that people are being locked in their houses, especially in China. Like, I've heard that, I don't watch the news. I get little snippets of the news, but I don't like to watch or listen to the news because it's all mind control and manipulation, everything. And focuses on negative energy. And if you're anyone like me and you're an empath and you're super sensitive to energy, it's probably best not to buy into the news or other people's fears. But it bothers me. It bothers me, guys. It bothers me that people are almost being stripped of their human rights, and that upsets me. People are being locked in their houses in quarantine. People are in this panic. People are in this fear. I have friends in Italy where currently it's like it's Italy is like the epicenter of Europe for the coronavirus. And I have friends in Italy, especially in Lombardia, where the most amount of outbreaks have been. And it bothers me that the world is reacting in such a way. It bothers me because I don't get it. I don't get it. And maybe in the past, before my awakening, before I really understood my gifts, before I really tuned into my gifts, I probably would have got into a panic as well, or got into a worry about stuff. And I'm super fucking grateful that I did go through my awakening. I am still going through my awakening. Your awakening never stops, guys. And I'm grateful that I opened up my abilities and my gifts a lot more to really realize what I'm here to do and why. And it bothers me that, and I'm actually going to get upset. I didn't realize I was going to. It bothers me that people have been sold a fucking lie. That bothers me. That people, excuse me, that people are being sold a lie. That people are being mass marketed to with manipulation, that people are being controlled by their mind as to how to think and how to react. I mean, right now, as it stands, like middle of March, people are talking about there being shortages in grocery stores. I'm like, what the actual fuck? Like, everyone's joking about like the great toilet roll scandal of 2020. Why people are stocking up on toilet roll, I don't know, because coronavirus does not cause the shits. And it's just fucking ludicrous. And people are panic buying. And what happens when people panic buy is that it makes it worse for everybody else. Panic buying is a selfish act, looking after number one. And I did another video, I recorded it yesterday for YouTube. Again, I'll link that in the show notes, around how it was a message that I channeled on Friday when I was walking to my day job. I work for the NHS. I work for the National Health Service in the UK, like part-time. I do reception work part-time. Like, so I get to see that side of the coin. Like, I work for a fucking health service. And I was walking to my job on Friday, and this message just started coming through me as I was walking. I was like, I need to record this. So I did. I recorded a little video in my private group, in my membership group, Vortex, just so that I had something to reference that I could record the video later on. And the message that was coming through to me was how, and I will link this in the show notes as well, that the message that was coming through to me was how the whole coronavirus and any pandemic really, but especially this whole coronavirus, what it's doing is it's unearthing and triggering trauma, unresolved trauma, current life or past life. But the feeling I was having was around past life trauma. And what it's doing is it's bringing all of that trauma to the surface so that people can see where they're holding themselves back. So people can see what they've been holding on to, what they've been allowing to dictate their lives. So trauma, not just being like you've experienced, like, I don't know, death or whatever, but trauma, it's a past life trauma, what's being triggered in people, the people that are in this herd mentality, the people who are running around like fucking headless chickens, buying up groceries, buying up fucking Lurol hand sanitizer and soap. Jesus Christ, get over yourself. The people that are doing that are the people who have the most amount of trauma to release. They've not come to terms with the trauma, past life trauma that they've experienced before. And what this is doing is it's bringing to the surface all this shadow programming, all this trauma that is stored in our DNA. when souls incarnate into different lifetimes, and we bring with us different elements of karma, different elements of trauma, like the lessons that we've gone through in other lifetimes that can make us more susceptible to certain things in this lifetime. Like, I joke about my throat. I have hypothyroidism. I've got diagnosed about 11 or 12 years ago with hypothyroidism, an underactive thyroid. My throat is my weakest point. So if I'm ever going to get ill, it's always in my fucking throat, always. And I know that it's because in other lifetimes, I was silenced for not speaking up, for speaking up, and I was silenced for having a voice. I was silenced for being who I am. I was silenced for, you know, being a witch, being a healer, being an energy worker, being somebody who was here to change things. But I was also silenced by not speaking up about things that were important to me because I feared my safety. So that's manifesting my throat. It's my weak point. And obviously I take medication for it, and yeah, I work with energy, I work with the chakras and everything. And, you know, my throat chakra does glow now when I'm speaking passionately about the truth. The throat chakra is all about the truth. And speaking your truth. But in the past, I never used to feel the energy there ever. So what this whole coronavirus pandemic is doing is it's bringing this shadow programming to light. It's bringing up this unresolved trauma within people, and it's sending people fucking crazy, and it's sending them back to their most primitive selves. Humans are very primitive. We've evolved as a species, as beings, but we are pretty fucking primitive. Like, we have the, I can't even remember what part of it is that we have in our brain, amygdala. I don't even know if pronounce that right, amygdala, which is like the part of the brain in the center of the brain that's like the primitive part of the brain. It's the chimp brain, if you ever read like the chimp brain or whatever it's called by Dr. Steve Peters, I can't remember what it's called now, but yeah, the chimp brain, the primitive brain. And it's triggering that in people, the trauma, past life trauma or current life trauma, anything around abuse, abandonment, a lack of safety, a lack of security, a lack of finances, starvation, poverty, slavery, obviously death by traumatic circumstances, whatever it is, like, that people have experienced in other lifetimes is coming to the surface now to be transmuted, to transmute that energy, to alchemize that energy, to alchemize that fear into their power. But people don't get that, and that bothers me. And in current lifetimes, it could be abandonment. Yeah, maybe you had a shitty childhood. Maybe your parents separated when you're really young. Maybe your mother left you. One of your parents died when you were really young. Maybe you experienced abuse, not just as a child, but as an adult. Maybe you experienced like post-traumatic stress, or just had like some really shit things happen that maybe you grew up in like a family where you had no money. You grew up as a, I know people who grew up in single parent families. I am currently a single parent, and single parent families where the mother had to work two, three, four different jobs just to be able to put food on the kids' tables. That's traumatic for a child. And that's traumatic for a parent to do that. Maybe you lost a child really young. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's all sorts of different trauma. And so that's been triggered a lot in different people, especially those who are in this fear mentality. And fear is an illusion. Like, as humans, we are born with just two fears: the fear of loud noises and the fear of falling. And that is it. Everything else is an illusion. Everything. I have a fear of deep dark water. It fucking petrifies me. Absolutely petrifies me. And I know that it's because in other lifetimes, I would have died at sea or drowned. Like, I know I was probably drowned as a witch, but drowned. Yeah, maybe I died. Maybe I was on the Titanic. Do you know what I mean? And died in the Titanic or something. But I have a fear of deep dark water. I've had panic attacks, guys, in water. I was in Australia years ago when I went traveling back in 2004, 2005, and I was on the Ningaloo Reef, which is off Western Australia, and we went out on this boat trip. Me and my friends went out on this boat trip, and it was to go to the Ningaloo Reef, and it was to go and like swim with manta rays and like swim on the coral and everything. It's beautiful, beautiful place of Australia, on the western coast. And even though I had this fear of being in deep dark water, like, it just petrifies me. Or maybe I've seen too many scary films, like Jaws movies or whatever, where the shark comes out and like out of nowhere and like chops your legs off or whatever. But I just fear being in the water. I don't like that I can't see below. I'm fine in very clear water, but anything that's dark, I don't like. It scares me. And at one point, we got into water and we had to swim to catch up with this manta ray, this huge fucking manta ray. And it scared the crap out of me, because even though it didn't come near us, but it kind of raised up, it kind of swam, it was swimming below us, and then it kind of like swam in front of us and swam upwards. And I freaked out. But the next part was when we got to the reef bed, and it was a shallow kind of water where at the point where we were, and we were snorkeling, and the coral was getting so close to me, and I was panicking. And me and my friend had met these two guys, older guys who are, more like father figures to us on this boat, trying to look after the young girls. And I climbed onto the back of this poor bastard because I was so fucking scared that the coral was going to touch me. I was petrified of a coral touching me. I climbed onto his back, nearly drowned both of us, and had to be rescued. I also had an instance in Egypt when I was there with my now ex-husband, where I keep putting myself in this position where where it's like, I just want to go in the water and do what normal people do. And we're in Egypt, and again, like, we've got a really beautiful coral coastline there. And I got into the water, and because it was so deep, like, I freaked out and again had a panic attack and had to be rescued. But that is trauma for me. That's obviously like past life memory of where I've died in the water or something like that, that's come to the surface. And that's what I'm saying to you. It's like, however this coronavirus is affecting you, my brow chakra is channeling massively right now. However this coronavirus is affecting you is a sign that you have unresolved trauma from a past life or a current life, but specifically past lives because it's subconscious memories. that is bothering you. So if you're fearing running out of food, deal with that energy. If you're fearing being locked away, deal with that energy. If you're fearing dying from a viral flu, you need to deal with that energy and understand why. And what bothers me, and maybe why I've been so vocal right now about it, is that people aren't seeing this illusion. It makes no fucking sense to me. It makes no fucking sense. It doesn't. Like, I just cannot comprehend the level of fear and scarcity and herd mentality that humans are going through right now. And that bothers me. That so many people are giving over their control to something that is an illusion. Yes, the coronavirus is real. Yes, people are catching it. Yes, people are dying from it. People still die from a seasonal flu every year. People still die from suicide. There's probably right now been more gun deaths in the USA than there has been coronavirus deaths. You know, that's just a fact. But people aren't seeing the illusion. They're buying into what they're being told. They're buying into the mass hysteria. And it's creating, this pandemic is creating a pandemonium within people. It's causing people to do crazy fucking things. Like stock up on, like, I don't know, 100 rolls of loo roll. Like, but wiping my backside would be the least of my fucking worries right now. Do you know what I mean? Like, get a fucking grip. It's just ludicrous. It really is. And it bothers me that people don't see that, but I know that's why I'm gifted in that area, that I do see through it. So I feel the need to be more vocal about this. I feel the need to talk about coronavirus more. I feel the need to talk about the illusions more. I feel the need to talk about the correlation with the spiritual aspects of coronavirus, because this is a mass awakening for people. This is a mass shift in consciousness for people, or for humanity, really, for the earth. Like, Gaia has had enough. Like, humans treat the earth like fucking shit. We mine her resources. We burn forests down in order to create more land for cattle. We mine everything. We pump out all the gases, and nobody's fucking perfect. I'm not perfect, but I try to do my bit with recycling. I try to do my bit with, you know, with buying things with less packaging. Do you know what I mean? Like, I do what I can, but the earth is transitioning. And humans are in this mindset, this consciousness, where it holds people back. It holds people back from their greatness. It holds people back from really discovering who they are and really experiencing what it means to be human. Like, we're always going to experience fear. It's just part and part of being human. But fear is an illusion. It is. And whatever you fear, like, this is what I do with shadow work and shadow alchemy with people. Fear. Like, look at the amount of power in the world right now that is being brought about through fear. People are being controlled by their minds. All my chakras are lighting up right now, so I know I'm onto something. People are being controlled by their minds. Fear is rife in people. People are scared to go out. People are scared to shake hands with people. People are scared to even fucking cough in case, like, somebody with a hazard jumpsuit jumps out onto them and pins them down and locks them away or whatever. People are scared to go to mass gatherings. People are scared of their parents catching this and dying. People are scared of running out of food, running out of toilet paper. People are scared of not being able to wipe their fucking asses after a shit. Do you know what I mean? It's bullshit. It totally is. That's powerful energy. Powerful energy. And it is consuming people because they're allowing it. Because people have given over, they've chosen, they've made a conscious decision to give over their power to something that is unknown. They've made a conscious decision to be manipulated, really, for want of a better word. They've made a conscious decision that they have accepted that they are willing to be manipulated. And that's me shining a big fucking mirror in your face. Massive fucking mirror in your face. I am a mirror after all. I show you the truths. Like, people are accepting and choosing that they want to be manipulated, that they want to be controlled, that they want to give their power away. And that bothers me massively. Because we have a choice, and we have a choice to see the truth, and we have a choice to decide whether we buy fear or we buy truth. And yes, there's a lot of conspiracy theories out there. Yes, I've said that this whole virus is manufactured. It is. It was manufactured in a lab and it was purposely put out into the world. But people have a choice whether they buy the fear or not. People have a choice whether they give their entire fucking power over to the government or not. Because the government knows different things. The government, like, why all of a sudden is the United States, like, right now, 16th of March 2020, as I record this, a few days ago, the United States announced that it was closing schools for a few weeks. At first it's for a couple of weeks, then for a month, and now it's indefinite. Why? Like, if that is not control, then I don't know what else it is. Like, in the UK, we've not shut schools yet. And that bothers me that they might even do that. But this is all about people giving their power away. They're being disempowered by the coronavirus. And what it's doing is it's bringing to light people's shadows. It's bringing to light people's fears. It's bringing to light the illusions that everyone's been hiding behind. And so many people are willingly giving over their power to government states to be manipulated. That's what you're doing. If you buy into this, if you buy into this fear, if you buy into the pandemic, and it's not to say that you might get ill, but chances of you getting ill are very slim. Chances of you dying are very fucking slim. Do you know what I mean? It's complete illusion. But by people buying into this, they're agreeing to being manipulated. They're agreeing to signing a declaration, signing a contract that they have no power. People are asking, what should I do? Who should I be? What? Tell me, guys, tell me, what do I need to do in my life? Fuck me. Like, are you really that moronic? And it pisses me off. Like, are you really that moronic that you need somebody else to guide you, mate? You cannot make your own fucking mind up. And if this angers you, good. Because I'm a mirror and I'm going to show you fucking truths. But people are being moronic. Humans are acting with their primitive brain, with the amygdala, whatever, however the fuck you say it. And people are giving their power away. And that bothers me, that people are so willingly ready to give their power away to something that they don't know, to something that the government tells them. Like, if the government says jump, are people going to ask how high, where, when? Like, the media is controlling this. The media is rolling out loads of stories on this. Like, when you look at the numbers, like the whole coronavirus, yes, it's spread worldwide. We're a worldwide, we're an international community. And people are going to get sick from it. I don't get it. I don't understand the fear mentality around. Well, I do. I know that it's from unresolved trauma. And I know it's from people not being in their sovereign state. I totally get that. But like the flu, the seasonal flu kills around, what is it? Something like 250 to 550,000 people every year. Something like that, worldwide figures. The coronavirus so far has killed just over 6,000. And yes, it's sad that these people have died. But as humans, we're always going to die. That's a fucking given. You're always going to be born. You're always going to die. Those are two exact givens in life. And I don't get it. And it bothers me that people can't see this illusion. And that's why I do feel the need to be more vocal about it. Because I am gifted in the way that I do see illusions. I see what others don't see. I see through the masks. I see through the fears. And I want to reassure you. And you might get it. I might get it. The chances of me getting really, really ill, very fucking slim. Chances of me dying, excuse me. Chances of me dying, even fucking slimmer. Do you know what I mean? I'm not bothered about it. I'm still going out. I'm still going to work. I work for the fucking health service, the National Health Service, the NHS in the UK. I come into contact with patients 3 days a week. I think what this is, especially those of you that listen to this podcast or will be listening to it, this is a call for awakened beings and non-awakened beings who are awakening. This is a call for those of you that are going through an awakening, that have woke up to who you are, that have gone through a spiritual awakening, who are aware of your own consciousness. This is a call for you to really step into your power. This is a call for you to really embody who you are and what you're here to do. Because I'm noticing it within the woke community that people are really taking a stance on this. The people that I know who are woke and conscious and everything, and the people that I follow online who are like that, aren't worried, aren't in this fear mindset. And I feel like the more that we can, as a collective, as a awoke collective, as an awakened collective, can really share our gifts, whatever they are, and share our consciousness with the world, the more it can help people. But it starts with you owning who you are, and it starts with you really stepping more into what you're here to do, whatever kind of capacity. I'm not saying you're all oracles or intuitives or whatever. It just, everyone's different. But you can help yourself and those around you, those closest around you, by standing in your sovereign energy, standing in your power, not buying into the fears. And if a fear creeps up within you, then asking yourself where that is coming from. Because that, chances are, that it's past life trauma or current life trauma, but mainly past life trauma. It's shadow programming. And what this is doing is it's bringing everything to the surface that needs to be cleared out. It's like, do you know, like when you get when you get a virus on your laptop. I don't know if Mac's get them, but I know that Windows always does. Microsoft. When you get a virus on your laptop, takes everything out. It rejigs everything, it rewrites stuff, it makes things a bit weird, it makes everything funky. So what do? You delete the virus, you reinstall the programs, you give it a complete clean over of the systems. You clean out, you do like a cleanup on your laptop and your computer. You do a cleanup, you do, you know, one of those, you install a program that clears through every system, and it deletes things that doesn't need to be there, and it upgrades things. This is what this is. This is what the coronavirus is. It's a clear up for our consciousness. It's a clear up of, it's highlighting where people are still suffering. It's highlighting where people are still struggling. It's highlighting where people have issues that they need to deal with in order for humanity to transcend and to evolve. And so this is a mass clear up. You know, you have to ask yourself, where is it bothering me? Clear that shit out then. Deal with it. Understand why you have a fear there. Because when you buy into the fear, you're giving that fear power. You're giving it life. You're breathing life into that fear. When you take that fear and you decide that you're not going to be scared of it anymore, and you do the opposite. For example, if you're scared right now of like running out of food, because maybe in a past life you ran out of food and died, or lost a child and, you know, from having no food or whatever. Right now, the best thing you can do is not panic about that. Is not go out and mass buy food. Because then you're not giving power to your fear. You're actually reclaiming your sovereign energy. And what that does is it clears the systems. It restarts the motherboard, so to speak. That's what this virus is doing, is it's clearing out the motherboard. Like, I'm not technological, so I know it's called a motherboard, but I don't know if you clear the motherboard out. I don't know, it doesn't fucking matter. But it's clearing it out in order to install a new program, in order to install humanity 2.0, whatever it is. Do you know what I mean? It's We're upgrading who we are. We're upgrading our consciousness. We're upgrading our DNA. We're clearing out this very dense, heavy carbon energy that has held humanity back. Like, if you look at the last 2,000 years, we've had all the patriarchy. We've had like the church controlling people with their minds, with like the whole things around the Bible and hell and damnation in the medieval ages. People are fucking petrified of even having sexual thoughts about somebody, because they were told that, yeah, that the dick was going to drop off or whatever and they're going to go to hell. You know, the church controlled people back then, as the government is controlling people now. This is patriarchy, and what it's doing is the patriarchy is holding on to these outdated systems. This is a complete shift in consciousness, a complete paradigm shift in consciousness, because we cannot evolve and we cannot ascend. Oh, my heart chakra is really glowing right now. So I always know when I'm connecting to consciousness and truth, because I just glow up. This is a complete shift in consciousness, a paradigm shift, because we cannot ascend and evolve from a conscious perspective when we're rooted in unconscious fears. We can't. So everything is bubbling up to the surface, everything. And the best thing that you can do for the people around you, the people that you care for your community, is to not rise to the fear. The best thing you can do, if you're, you know, if you're very spiritual, if you're very woke, very conscious, whatever, whether you have a business or not, is allow your magic to shine through, allow your essence to shine through, allow who you are to shine through, allow your light to shine through by seeing what's in the dark, by accepting what's in the dark can come into the light. Wherever your fears are, whatever they are, is giving life to the darkness so as to no longer have those in the dark. And that's the best thing you can do. especially if you're a spiritual entrepreneur as well. Like, you have a purpose in this life to change humanity, to revolutionize humanity through your gifts, whatever they are. Whether you know, it doesn't matter what you do. You help humanity, you help the collective by you owning and being in your power, by you owning and being in your gifts and sharing your gifts in with the world. And this isn't about sharing your gifts like for free or whatever. You know, this is about claiming your worth and charging for gifts, but sharing your gifts in a way that brings joy, not just to you, but to those around you who experience your gifts. You're being asked to step the fuck up. You're being asked to evolve. You're being asked to stop being so fucking selfish. And this message is also for myself. Stop being so fucking selfish with your gifts by holding on to them, by worrying what people will think, by worrying about not being good enough, by worrying about being seen as weird or being different or whatever, or not charging your worth or holding back or being like a fucking sheep and being like everyone else instead of owning your uniqueness. This is you being asked to stop being so fucking selfish and share your fucking gifts with the world, however you need to share them, in whatever way that you need to share them, whether you work with people online or in person, whether you work with your gifts and receive money for them or not. Maybe it's just being a better person. Maybe it's like embracing the sensitivity within you as an empath or whatever it is, in order to relieve somebody's fears. This is about you owning your power, owning your sovereign energy, and getting the fuck over yourself and stop being so fucking selfish with your gifts and sharing those with the world in a way that it creates the impact that you came here to make. So I'm going to leave it there. I can't believe that's like 45 minutes. But anyway, I'm going to leave it there. I'd love to know your thoughts, like in the comments, or feel free to email me, leanne@leannejuliet.com. I will link those videos in the show notes as well. But I just want to remind you, it bothers me that people can't see through the illusions. But I know that that's a sign for me to step the fuck up with the work that I came here to do. To unmask lies, to unmask illusion. Yeah, I'm an indigo child. I'm an indigo starseed. I am here for complete authenticity, for complete truth consciousness. And my throat's going now because I'm starting to speak up. And it bothers me that people don't see the illusions. That's because they can't, because they don't have eyes like I do that sees through it all. So that's a sign for me to step up more. Yeah, we're all being selfish when we're holding back from sharing our gifts with the world, whatever our gifts are, whether you're spiritual, whether you're not, whether you're creative, whether you're a musician or gifted with technology or gifted writer, whatever it is. This is a sign for you to step the fuck up and share your magic with the world, share your gifts with the world in a way that it benefits humanity. And to reclaim your sovereign power and to stop giving your power away to fear. Thank you so much for listening. I'm used to doing videos. Thank you so much for listening. And you can check me out. All my links are below. And chat to you all soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Awakened Rebels podcast. I truly hope that I've expanded your consciousness in one way or another and helped plant the seeds of transformation, growth, and expansion within you. If you loved this episode, please subscribe, leave a review on iTunes, and share it with other conscious beings. Go check out my website at leannejuliet.com and join the Awakened Rebels Facebook group to come play in the realms of energetics, spirituality, transformation, consciousness, multidimensionality, magic, and spiritual entrepreneurship. See you on the other side.